Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, December 2nd. You'll be interested to know. 201 years ago, today in 1823, the Monroe Doctrine, articulated by President James Monroe, established that the United States would refrain from interfering in European affairs, while asserting that the entire Western Hemisphere was within its sphere of interest, significantly shaping American foreign policy for years to come. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect chest ahead high, ground swell on Monday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, anticipate stomach-to-shoulder high swell, remaining glassy in the morning with light offshore winds, turning semi-glassy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore. On Wednesday, expect waist-high swell with occasional stomach-high sets, maintaining glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair at 4 to 5 feet until noon. After that, it's looking choppy but should turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming mid-tide, when the east swell is 2.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 6 foot just after 8:30 a.m., with a -0.5-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 52 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 70 and a light north wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 10 with partly cloudy skies and a low around 50. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs near 66. Thursday will be sunny and warmer, reaching about 69. Nights will be mostly cloudy to clear, with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego city officials are in a tense battle to retain control of Liberty Station, a former military base, amid a legal challenge from Seligman Properties. The management company argues that the city must sell the property to the highest bidder as it has no development plans. However, city officials maintain their right to control Liberty Station until the leases acquired from the McMillan Company expire in the 2050s and 2060s. The city emphasizes the importance of Liberty Station as a public asset that provides vital recreational and cultural benefits. A ruling from Sacramento Superior Court Justice Gordon D. Shaver has called for the city to show progress on development plans, yet uncertainty remains about the future of this historically significant site. Now on to sports. On Sunday night football in a snowy Orchard Park, the Buffalo Bills, now 10-2, beat the San Francisco 49ers, who fell to 5-7, with a 35-10 victory. Josh Allen was a triple threat, scoring a passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown. The Bills clinched their fifth consecutive AFC East title, while the Niners struggled, losing Christian McCaffrey to injury and committing three fumbles. On Monday Night Football, the Denver Broncos, at 7-5, host the Cleveland Browns, who are 3-8. Jerry Jeudy's much-anticipated return to Denver adds extra drama as he faces off against childhood friend Patrick Surtain. Bo Nix, riding high with three consecutive NFL Rookie of the Week honors, aims to keep Denver's playoff hopes alive. The Broncos are favored by 4, with an over-under set at 46. In local sports, on Sunday, the Bolts beat the Falcons with a gritty 17-13 victory in Atlanta. Rookie Tarheeb Still dazzled with two crucial interceptions, including a 61-yard touchdown return. Despite offensive struggles, Los Angeles defense shined, sealing the win with a late interception. The Chargers are now 8-4. On Saturday, the Trojans fell to Notre Dame in a thrilling matchup at the Coliseum, concluding their regular season at 6-6. Despite Jaden Maiava's impressive 360 yards passing and three touchdowns, USC couldn't overcome two crushing pick sixes in the fourth quarter, resulting in a 49-35 loss. Also on Saturday, San Diego State fell to Air Force in America's finest city, ending the season with a tough 31-20 loss. Marquez Cooper stood out with 94 rushing yards and two touchdowns, but the Aztecs' 3-9 record reflects a challenging season. In basketball last night, the Lakers edged out the Jazz 105-104 at the Delta Center. Anthony Davis delivered a stellar performance with 33 points and 11 rebounds. LeBron had 27 points and 14 assists. The Lakers are now 13-8, while the Jazz dropped to 4-16. Tonight, the Lakers visit the Target Center to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Lakers are favored by 2.5 points. Wednesday night, the Kings host the Dallas Stars, who are 15-6-0. In top news, weather apps can be frustratingly inaccurate, often leaving users caught in unexpected rain. Despite advances in technology, such as high-resolution satellite imagery, these applications struggle with precise forecasts. A study from the University of Arizona revealed that enhancing forecast accuracy by 50% could save 2,200 lives annually in the United States. While a 7-day forecast can be accurate 80% of the time, predicting extreme weather remains challenging. To improve your forecast experience, consult multiple apps, consider your specific location, and rely on professional meteorologists for the most dependable information. In business news, Elon Musk has called for the abolishment of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a federal agency established to protect consumers from predatory financial practices after the 2008 financial crisis. Musk's remarks on social media have sparked alarm in the financial sector due to his anticipated role in a new government efficiency advisory commission. Critics, including experts, argue that eliminating the agency could lead to a financial crisis. The agency's funding structure and past legal rulings make its removal difficult, with consumer advocates warning that its absence could enable deceptive practices within the financial industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $96,800. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 71 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Flash floods are increasingly impacting desert regions historically known for their dryness. In early September 2024, unusual rain fell across the Sahara, creating temporary lakes in areas usually barren. Erechidia, a city in Morocco, recorded nearly 7.6 centimeters of rainfall in just 2 days, while nearby Tagounet saw 9.9 centimeters in 24 hours. Unfortunately, these floods resulted in the tragic loss of at least 18 lives. Experts warn that as climate change progresses, extreme weather events like these could become more frequent, necessitating urgent infrastructure improvements and disaster preparedness in vulnerable communities. Entertainment news. This Thanksgiving, a trio of blockbusters, Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator 2, helped achieve a record-breaking domestic box office haul of $420 million, surpassing the previous high of $315 million. Moana 2 dominated with $135 million over the weekend, while Wicked grossed $80 million, and Gladiator I2I brought in $30 million. Together, these films accounted for 75% of all ticket sales, signaling a potential recovery for the industry as Hollywood gears up for a more challenging December filled with fewer major releases. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Helen Keller. And she said, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.